Hello and welcome to this impromptu little podcast from Abnormally Funny People. We're up at the Edinburgh Fringe in August 2015. I'm Simon Minty.
Hello, I'm Steve Best here, and we've got a guest, Tanyalee Davis. Hello, Tanyalee Davis.
Hello, guys.
How's your Fringe been so far, Tanyalee? What are we, about a week into it?
Day seven, I guess. Doing well. Just trying to maintain sleep and not, cause my voice to shatter too quickly.
We heard you come in at 5:30 this morning. Was it good night?
I didn't come in at 5:30. I came in at 5:00.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was lying in bed Facebooking, because as you do, trying to wind down. Well, it was because the seagulls were bashing against my window.
We have some absolute very noisy seagulls in this flat, don't
we? Very aggressive, because our windows are right above the bed in our bedrooms, in our rooms.
And you've got a mirror above your bed, haven't you?
Okay. You saw the video?
Yeah, I have seen the video. YouTube.
So rudely interrupted. That literally, the seagulls were just smacking the windows and just squawking so loud, and I mean, because the sun was coming up, and I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, they know that they're judging me.
They're critics, aren't they? The seagulls, yeah. Critics.
So Fringe so far, we've done, I think it's our 7th show tonight, and the first one, as producer Steve and I was pretty, depressed when we found out we sold 4 tickets, and then we had to give 30 away. But ever since then, it's just kind of gradually gone up and up, and we've got 70-plus, 80-plus people coming out.
We had a busload of Norwegian drummers, didn't we?
The marching band. Yeah, that's suddenly our target audience. We've been trying to get them for years.
But it was very strange, because the doors were just about to shut, and then like a coach load of people came in and filled up the room.
Not great. A sunshine variety coach.
It wasn't a sunshine variety. We don't know that, actually.
We're quite late. We're 9:40, so I think a few of the audience have had a few beers as well. Are you sensing that up on stage, Tanyalee?
Actually, not too bad. I mean, considering like last night I did a 2 a.m. gig, and, that's where people are really drunk and rowdy and stuff. So our gig seems rather tame.
Are they also a little bit more polite? Because obviously we're mostly disabled stand-ups, and then there's our token not disabled. But are they a bit more?
I think in general the people that kind of just maybe even had no idea what they were getting into, or just a minor idea, when they actually see us up there in our motions and our,
That's good set, that.
Yeah.
But very visual, that was. But do you think, you think some of them are a bit stunned by what they see, and then they slowly get into it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get that with my regular stand-up, but then to see more than, one disabled person on a stage, and obviously with Lawrence and I and Joe Coffey for the show last night, we're physically, whoa, and,
arresting.
Yes, and so, yeah, but I think they, because we all come in the stage in our own right, that they do. It's just that initial 30 seconds of everybody's set, yeah. And then then they're like, oh, alrighty, okay, this isn't just some big old charity show.
One of my favourite bits, I think it might even be the first night, when we did our improvisation. So we introduced this improvisation, and we had Lost Voice Guy, who speaks with a keypad that he types in. There's Lawrence Clark, who's got cerebral palsy, so his speech is different. And I think you were on the end, yeah. So the three of you, and you each allowed to say one word, and it has to follow on as if you were one person. The joy of that. I mean, it shouldn't work. But
when
it's
you
so
explain it to
funny.
People in the street that we're doing improv, and you say some people's disabilities, they go, what? But it did work. I mean,
Lost Voice Guy corpsed, didn't he? He couldn't stop laughing, so he couldn't type any words in. But there's huge gaps, but it was the three of you. It was just so.
Well, it was infectious, even though he doesn't make any noise when he laughs. Just the fact that he was like, his head was bobbing up and down, and he's, drooling, trying to like type, and it was really fun. It was infectious to.
Are you enjoying the improv? Because that's kind of, that's different from your regular stand up.
And a couple of times I feel like I could have gone a better route, but then I've come up with a couple of gems, so I think I've redeemed myself. But it's fun. It's nice to be spontaneous.
So we're sharing a flat at the moment. We've got a 3-bedroom student apartment. We're living the dream with seagulls. At the moment, it's all right, it's 3 of us, but it's going to get busier. We've got more guests, more acts coming up.
We are, but can I just say now that you were absolutely scared of, say the word sitless, and you didn't know what to expect, and you were, the emails going back and forth before we got here, you were thinking, what are we let ourselves into?
I read the reviews of the place, and there's lots of disgruntled people saying this is a nightmare. And I thought we were going to have like single bed, tiny little box room, and then have to share a common room and share a canteen and have like, you know, shower stalls with 30 other people.
And what happened?
Nothing like it.
We got hardwood floors, we got skylights, we got a glorious kitchen.
All the bedrooms are en suite.
Yeah.
How's your shower working out?
No, the shower situation's a bit of a nightmare for me. You have to step, I'm 3'6", by the way, and so you have to step up into the shower, and then the controls are considerably higher than I can reach. So I have to stand on my scooter with my cane, smack the shower and try to turn the knob to get it on, which I can actually do because I manage. I can shower, but there's no way to turn it off. And then I'm sitting in the shower with my cane trying to hit the controls the opposite direction as it's ice cold water is pouring down on me. So now I just have to make sure somebody's in the flat, and then I yell, Steve!
So you can turn the knob on, but you can't turn the knob off.
You also came up.
I'm good at turning knobs on.
You stole out the other day with a towel around you, winked at me and said, can you come and turn me off? I was like, no, what do you mean turn me off?
It takes a lot of work to turn me off.
That's the line I was after. That's good. But it's been great. And also, we have the cleaners coming in every other hour, don't they? They basically come in and they wash up the first night. I thought Tang Lee had done it. I thought, no, it's not Tang Lee.
No way.
I thought it might be me.
I actually did dishes one night, you jerks. One day.
Yeah.
And the thing is they don't even knock. They just walk right in. So I assume that maybe it's one of you two. And then if I don't hear wheels, then I know. And you just look up and there's some, you know, Polish guy standing there or, you know, an Italian girl. Like, because nobody speaks English in this building. I don't know if you've noticed that. You try to explain it.
It is a
towel.
Bit, yes.
And they're like, what's that? I'm like, towel. Okay, anyway.
I think we've been doing all right. We've been very civilized to each other so far, haven't we?
Yeah. We have kind of different schedules. We have a little meeting area, and
then we do it. There are different schedules. I can say there were schedules. Because you tend to go out to the early hours, and Simon and I kind of come back from the gig, have a cup of tea or something.
Well, you know.
Showbiz stuff.
More adults.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's going to change. That first 5 days, setting up the show, sorting out the access, sorting out all the tech that we use. It was, you get up at 9 o'clock, you're down there sorting it all out, you've got to do flyering, then you do the show, then you get to bed at 1 o'clock, and then you get up again, and it felt, for those first 4 or 5 days, I didn't know what was going on.
But we have had some kind of complications with the stage and the venue and making it accessible, and we've changed the stage about 4 times, haven't we? They've been fantastic there. But
they're cracking on. Also, we have our token non-disabled who walks up the ramp, and then every time they go off stage,
they fall
off.
Well, the first time I did it, I cracked my knee open, didn't I?
We've created more disabled people, which is great for future shows.
It's a good selling point.
And so if someone was coming up to the Fringe, any top tips? You've got your own show, Tanya Lee.
Oh, yeah. Well, my show, actual size, will be August 24th to the 31st at the Hives.
Would you the suggestion be come to Abnormally Funny People first, get a little flavour of you,
yeah,
and then go see, is that what you would say?
Of course.
How's your apartment
earlier
working
in the day, if you're only coming up for the day, come to my hour-long show first, and then in the evening with the
ensemble. You're a bit earlier. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
no,
nice.
I'd see Abnormally Funny People the night before.
What if they only come
for that's
one
kind
day.
Of warm up.
Oh, that's
warm up,
okay.
Anything else not related to you?
Well, I haven't really seen any other shows but one, and you know, it was all right. One that I do want to see is Will Franken.
Franken, I guess.
Yeah, Will Franken, who's from San Francisco, who is now Sarah Franken.
Hello.
And she has now just decided to come out. She's always been, I guess, off stage as Sarah and on stage as Will, but only in the last month or two has now decided to identify as a woman and perform on stage. And she's having quite the struggle. But Will is an amazing comedian and character type actor, and I'm quite interested to see. Well, as Sarah, mm-hmm. How to transition. Anyway, that's sort of one. And Juliet Burton is going to be starting her show on Sunday, the whatever date that is.
That
16th,
Look At Me.
I think.
Is that a show called Look At Me?
Look At Me. I think I'm really looking forward to her show, actually.
There's a lovely... Lawrence Clark's been performing with us and Juliet on the same bill. And Juliet was so lovely to him last night, gave him a big hug. And I said, you're getting on really well. And he said, yeah, I think that's ever since I groped her. And I went, what? He's got his cerebral palsy, so his arm swung round as she went in and he just whacked and grabbed her boob.
Yeah.
But they seem to be getting on famously now.
He hit me on, he hit me in the boob on stage the other night. Yeah, he's flailing around and all of a sudden, poop, and I was like, wow.
Ah, seems to be a theme going on here.
Yeah, I think he's just...
Well, I'm not sure. You got my ball sack the other day.
I did? No. Or you did?
I can't believe you dropped it. Steve, what would you go
well,
see?
Well, I'm a bit the same as Tanya Lee and you, actually. The same week, just been so full on with the show and putting it together that I haven't had a chance to see anything, but... I will go and see. There's a charity gig that Ivor Dembina's running.
Is that with the amazing lineup?
Yes, Daniel Kitson.
Yeah.
Who else? Mark Thomas, Mark Steele.
That's an awesome lineup. Yeah.
Try and take some photos.
Are you trying to get a complimentary ticket for that charity gig, aren't you?
Well, I'd say to Ivor because I said, I'll take some photos for you. He said, yeah, definitely. And then Kitson doesn't like being photographed,
okay,
which is fine. And he said, well, make sure you put something... he'll get me a comp. And he said, take some photos. But he said, make sure you put something in the bucket.
Yes!
And I said, of course I will do that, yeah.
If you want to see some great photos, Steve Best is taking photos every night. And they are awesome. So go to our Abnormally Funny People page or Comedy Snapshot. Are you sneaking them up on there as well?
Yeah, I am a little bit. Some of them in black and white colour.
Yeah, so Steve and I are going our party now. We're going our own ways. Yes, I came to see a show with you. I also saw Romina Puma, who's sort of doing a one-hour show about her... Oh, no, I can't remember. It's a sort of degenerative... What's the word?
Degenerative?
That's it, condition. And, you know, it's nice. Lots of little anecdotes, her chatting away. Sorry.
How many disabled people do we have up here?
You know what? It's hundreds. I'm just writing an article for BBC Outs to kind of say... 2005, when we first came up, we were revolutionary. I mean, there were lots of disabled comedians, but all coming together. And now you're like, no, you've got to really raise your game. There's a lot of people out there.
Everybody's got a hook. They're trying anything they can.
Well, we tried Teresa Farlow, and she's kind of new to us.
Yeah.
And she came into one of our shows, and she was fantastic.
Oh, she was great. And she's on tonight, I think, right?
She's on
tonight.
I'm
very excited. I really, really, really enjoy her.
Yeah. There's nothing nicer than having a new act comes in and just kind of blows us all away. It's
lovely. I'm really thrilled with her.
Yeah.
I want to go and see Genevieve Barr in a serious play. I think it's called The Thickness of Salt Water, and she's just got a 4-star review in The Telegraph.
Oh, really? And you want to see Tom Binns, I think you were recommended.
That was Kate Copstick via Tanya Lee. Sounds like a very good show. I'm worried that it's not accessible, though. There's loads of steps to get up.
Apparently another good one is called Spaghetti for Breakfast or something. I'm not sure about the venue. I think it's in the Gilded Balloon. But then the guy that I hang out with, the tour manager guy last night, Copstick recommended it, and then he also said it's phenomenal. But it's like half the audience is like, this is the best thing I've ever seen, and half they're like, what the heck is going on?
Is it disability related?
No. It's just...
leave it, Steve. Leave it.
I just don't know anymore.
People are allowed to do their own thing.
You can have spaghetti for breakfast and not be disabled.
Talking about food.
You are in a care home. That's what they give you.
Our token last night, George Egg, has got a fantastic show on as well, where he makes food from hotel...
with appliances from hotels.
Yeah, appliances from hotels. It's a great idea, great concept. And he's doing really well. No kind of PR, no kind of backing from anybody.
It is the word of mouth thing.
Yeah,
it's very silly.
Yeah.
There's so many shows, it's overwhelming. But
Pete Johansson just posted on Facebook about that too. He's been with sort of the big powerhouse for the last couple of years, and now he's at the Hive with no PR, no push behind him, no like major thing, flyers or posters, and he's turning away reviewers. Because he just doesn't want them, but the audience is coming in. He's like, it's just tides are changing.
You mentioned George. We should say a big thank you. Eric McElroy, Seymour Mace both played our token role with aplomb.
Charmaine Hughes.
Yeah, she did it last night beautifully.
No, 2 days ago.
She had a lovely way of describing it. Oh, it was 2 days ago. Yeah. Sorry, you're right.
George was
it's a bit like a clown. You're waiting in the wings constantly. And then you get your moment, and then you're really scared you're going to mess it up. It's just lovely to sort of subvert it and turn it around.
Yeah, and we've got some big names coming up now. We've got Simon Munnery tonight,
yay!
Robin Ince the next night, and we've got people like Mike McShane. I can't believe Mike McShane.
I love Mike McShane.
Fred McCauley says he's going to do it.
Really?
Yeah, he said it.
Richard Vrance, Lee Simpson, Andy Smart, all the Comedy Store players.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, my goodness me, we're living the dream.
And Kate Copstick, actually.
Oh, yes. She's on Sunday,
That's going to be really fun.
She's going to review herself, is she?
Yeah.
I was great, although I need to work on my material.
Right.
All right, well, that's it for now. We'll probably come back at another point. We'll put up some links to Juliet, Tanya Lee's show, and obviously our show. Tune in, speak to us. Follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, all that malarkey. Thanks very much, Tanya Lee.
Yay! Great guys.
Yes, well, thank you very much, and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Poop shower.
Hey!